So sometimes people are in a state of suffering,
yeah,
and it's like you might want to like ease that for them, maybe not fix them necessarily, but like help them out, be a comforting presence for them, yeah, in some sort of way. And are there times when it's appropriate to let someone not, or to not be that comforting presence, to like kind of?
Well, it depends. I mean, in the sense of, you have to qualify that, because sometimes sometimes you have to be willing to let people suffer and not be, because oftentimes what happens when you see somebody suffering, you know, it's sort of like, you know, you want to help. And, but then we suffer because we don't want to see them suffering. And so that's an aspect of, that's our own suffering that we're taking on. And sort of, well, you stop suffering so I don't have to suffer. That's kind of selfish. and then sometimes just being, and it depends, if it's over and over and over again, then sometimes people feed off of that attention. And it's not helpful to them to try to help them, or try to support them, because it's fulfilling their need to get attention and be acknowledged, and it's a kind of it's not a very functional way of living. So that sometimes it's important just to let them be, so that they can figure it out how to free themselves. But there isn't a sort of hard and fast response to that we can give, or that I can give on that. But it's really over time you have a sense of different people or different situations, you respond in different ways. Sometimes it's the most compassionate thing to do is let somebody suffer. It isn't as if it's coming from neglect or aversion, sort of like, gosh, or where one really sees everything hasn't worked. How do I, let's watch this a bit more closely.